We heard testimony before our health, mental health, and social services appropriations committee, and also here in public hearings before the Children's Services Commission, that showed there are entire areas of services to children where people can get in if they, for instance, come across state lines from another state to work at a child care facility in Missouri, whether it's private, public, or faith-based. There are certain situations related to the Departments of Social Services and Departments of Health and Senior Services in terms of care of senior citizens or individuals with disabilities. And throughout that, there is a tapestry of services where there are glaring gaps where no background check requirement and no central clearinghouse for the retaining of that information is held. And so we're going to be working on making recommendations to the governor and the General Assembly through our work with Department of Health and Senior Services, where the Family Care Safety Registry is based, and also with the Missouri State Highway Patrol and other related agencies to seek to close those gaps so that anybody that is working with children, seniors, or vulnerable persons with disabilities in Missouri have to go through background checks to ensure the safety and protection of those persons.